A Midsummer Tide's Dream, written and read by Louise Renison. Chapter 1. Back on the Showbiz Express. Performing Arts College, here I come again. Hold on to your tights, because I'm holding on to mine, I can tell you, which makes it difficult to go to the loo. But that is the price of fame, and fame is my game. Once more, I am chugging back to Dother Hall, or the Theatre of Dreams, as Sidonie Beaver, the principal, calls it. I am truly on the Showbiz Express of life. Well, the stopping train to Skipley. The entertainment capital of the North, or home of the West Riding Otter, as some not-showbiz people call it. I don't think they mean that only a big fat otter lives in the town, although you never know. Hooray and chug-a-lug-a-doo-dah! I feel like shouting out to the heavens. I think I will. I can now, because the grumpy woman with the stick got off at the last stop. Oh, the northern folk with their jolly northern ways. She was so grumpy about her gammy leg. She said the stick had worn down on one side so that she fell over in strong winds. I didn't ask her any of this. She just told me. But hey, nonny, no, as Shakespeare said. I'm going to pull down the window and shout out loud. The name is Tallulah! Tallulah Casey, and I'm back. I'm moving up, moving on up. Nothing can stop me. Yes, I used to be shy and gangly with knobbly knees and no sticky outbits, no corkers. I was corkerless. I didn't even wear a corker holder. But now, even my corkers are on the move. Especially when the train keeps stopping unexpectedly. What now? Maybe the West Riding Otter is on the line. The tannoy is crackling, but I can only hear heavy breathing and snuffling. Lord's a mercy.